Praise be Jesus Christ. My dear friends, we have some good news to share with you, and that is that as of this Wednesday, the 20th of May, we will be opening the churches in the Diocese of Covington for public worship once again. It has been some time since we've been able to do this, and I know from a number of letters and emails that I received that many of you are eager to return to the church, to receive the Eucharist, to be with your brothers and sisters. Well, we are just as equal. Myself and our priest are just as eager to welcome you back, to open the doors once again, to join as a community of faith, a community of love, to give praise to our Lord and to give thanks for his many good things to us. Now, I must caution you that once you return to the church, to our churches for public worship, for the celebration of the Mass, things will be different. It's not as though we're just going to come back and everything will be as it was when we first had to suspend Masses. There's going to be safe distancing, which means that in most places, every second pew will be empty. We're allowed only to use 33% of our space, and so there might be some overflow. And I know that your parish priests are working on addressing that, that perhaps in your parish, where some Masses are more lightly attended than others, you would be willing to change, to go to this or that Mass so that we can accommodate as many people as possible. That's our goal. These have been difficult times, and as you know, as I've told you before, it was a really terrible decision that I had to make to suspend Masses. I was the last bishop in our area to do that because for me, it was a conscience problem to deny the Eucharist to God's people. But as the COVID-19 took hold and as I saw what it was doing to our congregations and to people across the country and in the world, it was the only thing to do. Because as eager as we are to bring the Eucharist to you, as eager as we are to celebrate the Eucharist with you, we have to be cautious. We had to look at the good health and the well-being of all our people, and including our priests and deacons and the ministers at Mass. So we are going to reopen, but things will look a little different. And I know that I can depend on you to cooperate and to support and help your parish priests in carrying out these new protocols. I do want to let you know that the obligation to attend Mass is dispensed. So if someone is not well, or someone is high risk, or if you are just afraid yet to return because the virus is still very much alive, you are dispensed from the obligation. I do encourage you, though, to then view the liturgy, the Holy Mass on your live stream. Many, many parishes are live streaming. The cathedral live stream. We live stream the Saturday 4:30 Mass, which is then played on channel 188, MeTV, at 5 o'clock on Sundays. But I do encourage you, if you are not yet ready to come to church, to be with a crowd, that you use that means, the technological means, to participate in the Eucharist. I do thank you, too, for the great patience that you've demonstrated. It's a sign of your faith and of your witness to the faith, and I am grateful for that. And I do want to thank all our priests too, who have done a wonderful job of ministering, continue to minister to you during these difficult times. So we welcome you back. It's going to be wonderful again to celebrate the Eucharist with brothers and sisters, because we are all brothers and sisters and sons and daughters of the same God. I urge you, though, also to continue to be cautious, to stay safe. We don't want to throw caution to the wind. You know, I think that it's been my experience throughout these months that we've had these restrictions and these protocols. We have two extremes. You know, we have the one extreme where people think that it is not as bad as people are saying, and perhaps it's just a hoax or something like that. And then we have the other extreme where people are just terrified. And so we have to strike a middle ground, the old Latin, adage that virtue lies in the middle. So we don't want to be overly optimistic, or we don't want to let down our guard and not be cautious. We still have to observe all those things that we are called to observe for our health and well-being. But the good news is that on Wednesday, our churches will reopen, the doors will open, and we will once again be able to welcome our community of believers back into public worship. Know that you have all been a part of my prayers every day during these difficult times, and you continue to be so. And I ask that you also please pray for me. We ask the Lord to lift this pandemic from us. We ask the Blessed Mother in this month of May, which is dedicated to her, to intercede for us with her Son. And in the end, the Lord will bless us and he will keep us. I keep remembering the words of our Holy Father, Pope Francis, where he stood in the Piazza San Pietro, the empty piazza, and he said, this is not a punishment or a judgment of God on us, but it is a way to call us to live differently. We've all been having to make great sacrifices during these days, and maybe that is the Lord's way of telling us, you know, that we have to once again reevaluate our lives, our priorities. Look at what is truly essential. Well, the Eucharist, we know, is essential. And we give thanks to God that we are able once again to offer that Eucharist for you and with you. God bless you.